Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, actually, you will need roads if you want to check out the events in this story, specifically the ones in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. On Saturday, the Norman Rockwell Museum is hosting a festival to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the first movie in the trilogy.
Well, the first thing they're going to notice when they drive in is literally a trip back in time with a really nice display of classic vintage cars that will be on view. We've got a number of local owners that are contributing vehicles from the 20s right on through to the 80s. We'll have a DeLorean, so that is worth the price of admission alone.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
The museum's media services manager, Jeremy Klo, is a big fan of the trilogy.
Yeah, I'm here in my full Marty getup today.
As the red vest, denim jacket, white sneakers, and sunglasses he donned on Future Day made pretty apparent. The museum is encouraging visitors Saturday to dress up as their favorite characters from the trilogy. In all, 50 cars are expected for the event.
A local organization, a towing company called RW's, that is helping us to get the Griff's flying BMW out here from Connecticut. Doesn't really fly, Jim, sorry to tell you. But they have been great with us. And another weird coincidence with this whole event, they have been in existence for 30 years, founded in October of 1985. And I literally just got chills when they told me that.
Local artists Robert Taylor and Di Bond will talk about their experience working on the Back to the Future ride film for Universal Studios. A good portion of that film was produced in the Berkshires with the help of Doug Trumbull of 2001 A Space Odyssey and Blade Runner fame. A documentary featuring interviews with the film's stars and fans that explores the impact of Back to the Future will be shown at 4:30. So how does all this connect to Norman Rockwell?
I really feel like a trip to the Rockwell Museum is like a trip back in time. You know, his work is from the 20th century, and the 50s were his peak when he moved to Stockbridge. Actually, that was right around that time. And visiting the studio is literally like stepping back into another time period. No flux capacitor needed.
And how close does Klo, or for today, should I say,
hey, McFly,
think the second movie did in predicting what life is like today?
Flat screen TVs were featured in the movie, and they were not on the horizon at that point. Self-tying laces, maybe we're a little ways off with that. Hoverboards, I've heard that there might be some technology. I saw a video of a guy taking it over a lake, but then the movie said that they don't work over water, so I'm not sure that that's too accurate.
Hey, McFly, you bojo! The boats don't work on water!
Unless you've got power!
The Mehewian Great Barrington is showing the first film tonight at 7, while the North Adams Movieplex is showing the entire trilogy this evening.
Great Scott!
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.
On Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015?
I'm Jim Lavoulis.